right now it sits as four credits, two credit collection credits, and two tax collection credits. The reason for that is because it chews up a good part of your summer. And if you just take one other two credit class, then you've got your six credits, you're eligible for financial aid. Financial aid is drawn enough to help pay for the trip. So does that sound, obviously it probably sounds a big interest to probably everybody in here, but how many folks think they'd be serious about making that venture? The cost of these trips, obviously, I've got a little bit of credit cost there, but the cost of the trip, the travel, accommodations, tours, food, basically all inclusive, is going to be somewhere in the ballpark, probably just under $5,000. And obviously, this fluctuates, especially going to countries that are on euro based system, because the value of the euro goes up and down, and more recently been up, come down this last year. So. Again, I throw that out there. The students that would be eligible, the requirement that I provide is that you be clinic eligible to go. And again, it would be some hands-on, some experiential as far as like over in Russia, we were able to receive most all the treatments. We had a doctor prescribe. They're very particular in Russia about their prescriptions, etc. You know, it's got to be written by a doctor. The sanatoriums are mostly staffed as far as the work by nursing staff. Why us doctors would want to be in there doing nurses' work, which was kind of funny. But over the course of 10 days, we got them all to fall in love with us. And, 10 short days, we got a lot more flowers, It's a good trip. It really is. So I'm seeding you with that bug. I've got my group now ready to go for this year. We're doing a silent auction February 2nd through the 6th. Retired Valentine's Day. With some spa packages and massages and things like that. I didn't finish the comment, and we'll get buzzing on these notes. But the reason that I thought about doing it was not just so I could go see a place in the world that I've never been, which, you know, obviously it's nice to be a part, but really the reason was I feel like there's a golden opportunity out there for you guys, for us, the Indies, to make a very nice living doing something that's a fabulous thing. I think spa medicine has slipped by the wayside and shouldn't have. We all work too damn hard. Most of these European countries, as you know or may not know, have extended amounts of time on an annual basis for people to go recuperate in these types of settings. And I think if you guys took the knowledge that you're going to gain in here with homeopathy and botanical medicine and physical medicine and put it into the context of maybe an inpatient-type facility, you know, incorporating diet, therapy, counseling, all of that. You guys have got an enormous bag of tricks. I think they would be a huge, huge, huge success. Anybody have that dream coming here, opening a facility like that? So that, if you see what I mean, I mean, there's a bunch of you right there. So that's my hope, is to maybe give you a chance to go somewhere and see how it's done and been done for a long time over there. Same thing in Turkey. You mentioned Turkey when I was in Istanbul, and I was able to go to some of the bathhouses there and stuff. It's cool. It really is. All right, let's move on. So Priestnitz is somebody that you should kind of be familiar, not kind of, I think that you should have that name in your head, and would be an interesting character to sit down and read about at some point in your leisure, in a few years anyway. So he was a peasant boy whose neighbor showed him how cold water baths healed farm animals. Here we go back to the kind of farm animal connection, which a lot of our knowledge comes from veterinary medicine a lot of the time. He broke some ribs, told by doctors there's no treatment, treated himself, cold towel wraps, healed, and soon was treating injured neighbors. Combined sweating treatments with the cold treatments, so got into this alternating treatments, and noted even better results, especially in cases of gout and rheumatism. And in 1840, treated nearly 1,600 people from all over the world via water and diet. Diet was another very important part of his program. It was mostly a whole foods, mostly a vegan type fare. And then Biltz came along. He was a follower of Priestnitz. I wrote a book called Healing, The Natural Healing Method. Consider, again, if you're nature gear buff, that would be a book that you want to get a hold of and take a gander at. Father Sebastian Kanipe, have you heard of Kanipe? Again, another one of those that plays an important role, kind of a father of naturopathy to some degree. We got a picture of him up outside Dr. Raskin's office. He was rejected from the priesthood. reason I throw him up there is that was one of the first, one of the better first attempts at throwing in the scientific backing for what water therapies did. He was also a friend and a mentor to John Kellogg, and you probably all heard Kellogg, not the cereal, but Kellogg, the doctor, which was a big, another big influence on us and that group. And it was stateside, so I kind of took it from Europe and brought it over to the States here. He had studied under Winter Distance just to make the connection because we're in the States, so focusing on what's going on in the United States. Wrote a couple of books again. Benjamin Rush, Cold Water and Ice in Philadelphia. Wessel Hopp immigrated to America. Cured by Christians of rheumatic fever, and used his work to the States and established the Brattleboro have sanitariums up till not too long ago, Doug. There used to be one in Seattle that Dr. Bestier practiced at. But these sanitariums were basically kind of the community hospitals. Everybody familiar with what they were or any of that? It's kind of news to me, so that's why I'm throwing that out to you. But there were these sanitariums that were basically community hospitals where any doctor could come see patients and give you a place that if you needed to get patient treatment or anything along those lines. You know, now we still have hospitals, but as you know, we don't have hospitals. right here is what we're going to try to look at today, wrap up the hydrotherapy treatment and the things, and then get into the ultrasound. A couple of opening thoughts, and then the reports, Romberg is the Romberg of the Romberg test. Are you familiar with the Romberg test? Have they ever been pulled over for a DUI? Rotation, let's come up with some ideas, make this addresses and different needs definitions. So take the progressive activity, metabolic activity, functional activity, the diaphoretic is something that makes us sweat, and the diuretic is something that makes us pee. Eliminative, again, can be just anything that helps to expel waste, it can be in urine, feces, whatever, from the body. And the function, unnatural or excessive flow of blood, or fluid, or any organ. Again, we just went over some terms. takes about 3 months to become a parent, less efficient, practical, and inexpensive prophylaxis against one of the most frequent. So again,